Holiday shopping season is just around the corner, but with all the news about supply chain problems, you might be wondering how to get your online purchases on time. A startup company has opened a factory in Bend to manufacture delivery drones. But as correspondent Tom Bonsi reports, those zippy aircraft won't be flying packages to your home.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos planted the picture for this in a lot of people's heads way back in 2013. That's when Bezos went on CBS's 60 Minutes to unveil his company's prototype delivery drones. It created quite a buzz, and not just from the electric octocopter blades.
I know this looks like science fiction. It's not.
Wow.
Drops the package.
There's the package.
You come and get your package, and we can do half-hour delivery.
Bezos predicted this could become reality by 2018 or 19, but we're still waiting. Other big companies, such as Walmart, UPS, FedEx, and Google parent Alphabet, are trying out drone delivery, but they're all in early-stage testing. At the same time, investors are backing a whole bunch of startups with delivery drones. One of these, named Volansi, opened an assembly line in Bend within the past year.
Well, welcome, everyone.
VP for production, Ahmad Ziada, gave a rare peek onto the spotless manufacturing floor.
We build here between 5 and 10 a month. Our capacity is 10 based on the people we have, not because of anything else.
Behind him, an eye-catching row of all-electric winged autonomous aircraft clasping lunchbox-sized storage boxes underneath. Volansi's medium-sized vertical takeoff and landing drones can carry up to 10 pounds for as far as 50 miles.
Price points are still trying. We're trying to figure that out.
The small company won't try to compete with e-commerce giants like Amazon or Walmart in delivering to households. Instead, they're going after different markets, like cargo delivery for the military and shuttling spare parts for customers in the construction, mining, and oil and gas fields, or flying medicines and disaster relief. Mike Jackson is Volansi's VP for Global Operations.
We're not necessarily going into a neighborhood, but we're going to solve and provide value on supply chain problems for our customers. Say, for example, a factory or a warehouse out to a construction site.
Jackson figures that's a more promising near-term proposition. He says business-to-business drone delivery will likely win approval sooner, it's easier to pull off, and could turn a profit quicker. At this time, Volansi doesn't have customers in the Pacific Northwest, so why did the San Francisco-based company pick Bend for its factory?
Our criteria were talent availability, cost. It's not difficult to get cheaper than the Bay Area, but cost was a factor. Supply chain and the ability to have partners and suppliers. Weather, because, you know, we fly our platforms. And then quality of life for our employees. And Bend, you know, hits the mark on every single one of those.
As for when the average consumer can order dinner or presents and have the purchase swiftly delivered by drone, Patrick Sherman says it's going to be a while yet. Sherman is a Portland-based instructor and drone pilot with Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
I'm certainly not going to say we will never have a Christmas gift delivered at 11:59 p.m. on Christmas Eve by a drone, but that is about the most challenging sort of operation you could ever hope to complete with a drone. There's so much between the takeoff point to how it gets to your property. What if your property is surrounded by tall trees? There are just so many problems.
Sherman says the low-altitude air traffic control needed for delivery drones to fly safely is far from solved at this point, although it's getting a lot of attention. Public acceptance is still an unknown. Regulators also need to certify the new aircraft, and it would help to define drone corridors in the sky to reduce conflicts. I'm Tom Bonsi in Bend, Oregon.